This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Zelensky of Ukraine is calling on his people to keep fighting the Russian invasion. In his words, every minute determines our fate, our future, whether we will live. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Residents of Kharkiv engulfed in smoke as they try to douse flames consuming their homes. In the capital, Kyiv, it's a warehouse leveled by Russian shelling. It's been quieter so far in Odessa on the Black Sea, but Ruslana Bakhsheva says she can hardly believe what the Russians are doing to her country.
It's absolutely terrible, and it's absolutely cannot come in my brain.
Kyiv's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, the former heavyweight boxing champion, says it's been a month of tragedy, courage, and great purpose. And Ukrainians have shown what freedom and unity mean for us. The United Nations estimates more than 3.5 million Ukrainians have been forced to flee the country entirely, and more than half the country's children have been forced from their homes. I'm Ben Thomas.
This morning, the U.S. and other nations are trying to help reduce Europe's reliance on Russian energy. They say they'll increase liquefied natural gas exports to Europe. President Biden this morning.
Helping Europe reduce its dependency on Russian gas as quickly as possible.
The president's been in Brussels meeting with other world leaders. He's going to Poland today, Ukraine's neighbor. After more than 30 hours of hearings, the Senate appears to be on track to confirm Ketanji Brown Jackson as the first black woman on the Supreme Court. But Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he'll vote against confirming Jackson, saying he cannot and will not support her for a lifetime appointment. A new AP poll finds that about 7 in 10 Americans say the nation's economy is in bad shape. The new AP NORC poll. This is AP News. A lot of people moving out of the big cities during the pandemic. The AP's Jennifer King.
New data released by the Census Bureau shows that massive metro areas had big population losses in the year ending July of 2021, led by New York, which lost almost 328,000 people. Metro areas around Los Angeles, the San Francisco Bay, Chicago, Boston, the District of Columbia, and Miami also lost tens of thousands of residents. The declines were mostly from people moving away. Sunbelt communities like Phoenix, Houston, and Dallas grew, and there was an uptick in so-called micro areas centered around cities with less than 50,000 people. Brookings Institution demographer William Frey says he believes the dispersion is temporary, a blip from low levels of immigration and people relocating during the pandemic. The nation added a record low of 400,000 people last year. In almost three-quarters of U.S. counties, deaths outpaced births, fueled by COVID and an aging population. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.